Deutschma
Israel. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Hand of Esau, by Joseph Mindell, is presented in observance of Brotherhood Week and is the first in this Eternal Light series dedicated to the ideals which govern the relationships between man and man. A day, a night, another day. Neither beginning nor end are in those few hours, but a lifetime of meaning is there, to be pondered by all the generations since Jacob set out from Haran in the east to return to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. In the afternoon of the first day, the slowly moving caravan came to a halt. The oxen, the sheep, and goats stood motionless after the long march, grazing only as far as their lips could reach. The weary travelers raised the tents and sank down to rest. Only Jacob was restless.
You don't have to be uneasy, Jacob. He won't be back.
Who?
Laban, my father. He understands your desire to go home to your father's house.
Is that why he came after us with armed men?
He said it was because we stole away secretly.
What else could we do, Rachel? When I asked to leave, he kept putting me off.
He said it was only that he wanted to bid us farewell. He only wanted to kiss his children and grandchildren, he said.
I worked 20 years in Haran, and he changed my wages 10 times so that I had nothing after 20 years.
The herds that slow the caravan and make you impatient, do you call them nothing, Jacob?
I tended the few animals he grudgingly gave me, and the Lord granted abundant increase. For what I have, Laban deserves no thanks.
Still, when he caught up with us, he let us go.
Because he was afraid.
You made an agreement with each other at Galeed, and he let us go.
He was afraid of the God of Abraham. If it were up to his own inclination... Oh, don't you understand, Rachel?
Jacob... He's my father.
Yes. Laban is your father. And, I suppose, a good man at heart, though greedy. And he did let us go.
Then why do you keep looking out across the fields?
The scouts have not yet returned.
Jacob, I'm sure he's going back to Haran, to his own house.
The scouts are not looking for Laban.
If not my father... What is it, Jacob? What's wrong?
I am greatly concerned.
Because we're traveling through a foreign land? Because you don't know the people? Is that why you're afraid?
Well, I'm not afraid of them, Rachel. They're strangers.
Then of whom?
Of Esau, my brother.
It's almost dark, Jacob. When will you eat?
I'm not hungry. When will they return?
Fasting won't bring them back sooner. At least sit down and rest.
I'll rest when I have news of Esau.
Maybe your concern is needless. After all, it's 20 years since you left your father's house.
I left Beersheba because Esau was going to kill me. Why shouldn't I be concerned?
A man changes in 20 years.
Yes, but how? I remember Esau the hunter, as he was. How is he now? Stronger? More cunning? Hunter of men?
But you have the blessing, Jacob.
Yes. Yes, the blessing. Let peoples serve thee, my father said, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Then... Esau came back from his hunting.
What does it matter? It's too late now.
It was too late then, Rachel. Esau wept. I had never seen tears in his eyes.
Tears dry in 20 years.
And he said, "Hast thou but one blessing, my father?" And my father answered Esau, "Behold, by thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt break loose, that thou shalt shake his yoke from thy neck." I have never put a yoke on any man's neck, Rachel, and never wanted to.
It's better not to talk of it, I think, and yet Isaac chose to bestow the blessing on you.
Not exactly.
How can it be other than exact?
The blessing is for the firstborn son. We were twins in the womb, Esau and I.
Then Isaac did choose.
But Esau was the firstborn. My mother, Rebecca, put goatskins on my arms and on my neck so that Isaac would think he touched Esau's hairy arms. You're not shocked, Rachel.
Do you think your father didn't know whom he was blessing?
His eyes were failing.
But not his ears, his fingers. Not his father's heart.
He did say, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau."
Jacob, they're coming. Jacob!
Bring them to me immediately. Do you hear, Elihu? Immediately.
I hear.
Now I will know.
Jacob, I do not know Esau except as you have spoken of him. Yet I have reason to be thankful to him.
Have you?
Yes. He sent me a husband. You think it's a foolish thing to say.
No, Rachel. I marvel at a woman's way of reaching through a muddled world to find the hidden bits of truth and good.
Then maybe you will not be angry if I say something more.
I will not be angry.
Jacob's voice and Esau's hands belong to different men. But Jacob, they are brothers.
Jacob, they've seen your brother.
Let them speak, Elihu.
Well, it's true, Jacob.
Yes, we've seen Esau.
Where?
He comes from Seir in the land of Edom.
I know that.
Where is he now? To the west, 2 days' ride away or less.
Then it will be soon. What did he say? Tell me, what did he say when you spoke of me?
We saw his camp, Jacob. We did not speak to him.
An armed camp with sentries posted on all sides.
Yes, it was to be expected. How many men?
Jacob. 400.
Perhaps even more.
How armed? Sword, spear? How many archers?
Jacob, these
not
two...
Not now, Elihu.
But they have ridden long without stopping.
Yes, they... They have told me enough for now. Give them food and let them rest.
As you say.
And then, Elihu, come back. We have plans to make. O God of Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. I fear him, lest he come and smite me, the mother with the children. For thou saidst unto me, "Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will do thee good."
Is that all, Jacob? You spoke the prayer so quickly.
Saying the words was for my own comfort, Rachel. The Lord hears the silent heart.
He will listen, Jacob. I know he will.
Of course.
I mean he will grant your prayer. Don't you know it?
It is not for me, nor for you, to presume to know God's intentions. Elihu, where are you?
I've been waiting, Jacob.
Listen carefully. Choose from the herds, yourself, with your own hands. 200 goats, 200 sheep. Will you remember, Elihu?
I have a long memory.
30 camels as well, and 40 oxen, young and healthy.
And then?
Then you will pick men to herd the animals and send them ahead at once. And when they meet Esau... Are you listening?
I hear you.
Your face was suddenly cold and hard. When they come to Esau, this is what they are to say. It is a present sent by thy servant, Jacob, who follows behind us. Go then, why are you waiting?
My grandfather,
Eliezer, was the servant of Abraham, your grandfather, as I am yours.
Then do as I tell you.
As my father now serves Isaac, your father.
I see. You don't approve of what I'm doing. You take my measure and find it small beside them.
I am reluctant to speak because of
Rachel. Don't hesitate, Elihu. I think there is nothing you can say about me that she does not already know.
To send presents to Esau?
Why not? He is my brother, whom I have not seen in 20 years.
He comes with 400 armed men to greet you.
Then you see how God, in his wisdom, has formed all men in the same mold. Yet no two, not even brothers, are the same.
Oh, you play with words, Jacob. Maybe you're able to fool yourself, but not others. To send presents to Esau is the act of a frightened man.
Are you waiting for punishment, Elihu? I will not punish you. Listen, Elihu. I am afraid. Therefore, make ready the presents for my brother. Elihu, we're camped in an open plain.
You chose it yourself, Jacob.
Now stop sulking. I'm not reproaching you. How many hours of dark are left?
It's not yet midnight.
Good. Elihu, strike the tents. Have the herdsmen collect the animals.
Now? Besides, what's wrong with this camp? There's good grazing. And the river for water. And shallow enough at this point to be easily crossed in the morning.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
If it's easy for us, how much easier for others to cross in the opposite direction?
Yes. You're right. The river is no protection. And Jacob, the scouts told me there are hills across the river, not too far away. The herds in the valley, guards on the hilltops.
Now you understand.
We'll be ready to move in an hour.
And he does approve, doesn't he? And you, Rachel, do you also approve?
If the God of Abraham and Isaac spoke to me, saying, I will surely do thee good, I would place reliance in him.
It seems to you that I do not.
I saw that you sent presents to Esau.
And I see that there are limits to everyone's wisdom, even a woman's. Shall I not lift a finger to save myself because I rely on God's mercy?
I am only a foolish woman, and yet...
I didn't say that.
And yet you send presents to appease Esau's anger. And then you move the camp to prepare for war. You are a mistrustful man, Jacob.
I seem to please no one today, least of all myself.
You said to Elihu that you were afraid. Is it true? Are you really afraid?
An hour ago, the thought of it was on your tongue, if not your lips.
What I think may be as easily wrong as right.
You must have an answer, mustn't you?
I have to understand my husband. Don't you see, Jacob?
Then I will answer. Rachel, the violence of Esau's anger is a terrible thing. My heart is cold with fear.
For your children, your family and household.
And for myself.
Oh.
For if he forces violence upon us, I will stand against him, and he may kill me.
You've answered me, Jacob.
Not yet. Equally terrifying, Rachel, is the thought that I may kill him. Kill or be killed. It's not a choice that God intended for men and brothers, but one which they have invented.
How good it is that there is a space between tongue and lips before thoughts turn into words. Come, Jacob. Elihu is waiting for your command to start.
Then tell him to start. He will see the caravan safely across the river. I'll remain on this side.
No, Jacob, you can't stay here alone.
Alone, Rachel. Because I, too, must try to understand your husband.
Jacob sent his household and all that he had across the river. And he remained, but not alone. For there came another, and they wrestled in the starless night that hid all except the sound of their struggle.
And when Jacob spoke, he heard the sound of his own voice.
Who are you? Tell me your name.
But the stranger's voice seemed to penetrate silently to the very soul.
Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?
You are no ordinary man.
Let me go.
But Jacob clung with all his strength, and the stranger could not prevail against him.
Let me go, for the day breaketh.
I will not.
And when the stranger saw that he prevailed not, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and the hollow of his thigh was strained as he wrestled.
I will not let you go until you bless me.
What is thy name?
Jacob.
Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For thou hast striven with God and with men, and hast prevailed.
The stranger blessed Jacob and went away. And the sun was in the sky when Jacob rose and went down to the river to cross. And Jacob limped upon his thigh. A day, a night, and in the morning of another day, Jacob found his household in the hills of Edom. Rachel saw that Jacob limped, but he turned aside her question. For what could he answer? As the sun climbed higher in the sky, the scouts returned a second time.
How close is he?
An hour's quick march, Jacob.
And Esau marches quickly.
Elihu?
Yes, Jacob.
Have you distributed the arms?
Such as they are. Your sons have swords.
They're children, Elihu.
Reuben is 19 and strong as two men.
Why, what is it? What have I said?
That's how Esau was always described. Strong as two men.
The boy takes after his uncle. It's natural. And Simeon and Judah as well. Now as for the herdsmen and the rest, there are spears and cudgels and willing hands to use them.
Reluctance would be more fitting.
Let them go then, and the women and children behind them. And Elihu, remember.
I know. Rachel and her son Joseph. The very last.
I leave them in your charge.
I will go first to meet my brother.
Here, Jacob. Your sword.
No, Elihu. Of two evils, I can at least avoid one.
They went down from the hills, and Jacob lifted up his eyes and saw that Esau came, and with him 400 men. While he was yet at a distance, Esau ran. Jacob was frozen to the earth for a moment, and then he too began to run toward his brother, limping upon his thigh. And as they came close together, suddenly Jacob was low on the ground before Esau. And Esau, strong as two men, armed with sword and spear, stood over Jacob for a span of time during which the world stood still. Then Esau reached down his hand, and Esau's hand raised up his brother and embraced him.
These hands, Esau, that have wrestled with an angel of the Lord, as I told you.
I suppose I should call you Israel now.
If you wish.
I would forget half the time. No. Jacob you were when we were children, and Jacob you will remain for me.
I was saying, these hands have labored long in Haran, and now I'm eager to go home to see our father and our mother. Are they well?
To tell the truth, it's many years since I saw them.
Esau, take the sheep and the goats, the oxen and the camels that I sent you, and let me...
No, no, Jacob. I have enough of my own. You keep them for yourself.
My eyes, which may well have looked upon the face of God. Now look at you, Esau, and see that you are not angry. And I am pleased. Go on, take them.
It is a generous present.
And freely offered out of my own abundance, since God has dealt graciously with me.
Since you insist, I will take them, Jacob.
And now, if you will allow me, I will take my leave.
So soon? After so long a parting?
There is still a long journey to Canaan, to my father. To our father's house.
I understand. Since the way to Canaan lies through Edom, we can make part of the journey together.
Oh, no. I appreciate your thoughtfulness, but...
Yes?
But my children are young, and the herds move slowly. We would only hold you back, you and your men.
I'll leave some of my men with you to help with the herds and the flocks.
That will not be necessary. You can return quickly to Edom while I make my way to Canaan. You smile, Esau. Have I made an amusing remark?
These are lame excuses to hear from nimble-witted Jacob.
You've changed, Esau.
Yes. I'm willing now to listen to your reasons.
Reasons for what?
Come now, Jacob. Why are you so eager to see me leave?
Esau, we're different, you and I. Your household and mine. Our way of life is different.
What if it is? Must we all be the same?
No. Difference may be a good thing. I will not speak for you, Esau, but for myself. I do not yet know where my way of living will lead me. And therefore, I need a certain distance, a space in which to move and turn in seeking the ends and limits that God sets for his children.
Yes, this is the Jacob whom I remember, and whom I do not entirely understand. Let it be as you wish. But I will tell you something, Jacob. You are afraid of me, and I can understand that. If I were still angry, my men could swallow your household in one gulp.
What's the use of anger over something that happened so long ago?
Yes, you are still afraid of me. That's why you tried so hard to impress me with the angel of the Lord and how graciously God deals with you and shows himself to you.
It's true, Esau, whether you believe it or not.
I believe it, Jacob. And it would make me think twice about my anger if I were still angry about the blessing.
Then you're not angry.
Why should I be? You were blessed with the dew of heaven. But Isaac also blessed me. Of the fat places of the earth shall be thy dwelling. And it has been as Isaac said.
That is all you remember of the blessing?
Now you are smiling, but I do not have to ask why. This is Jacob smiling at the simple hunter Esau, whose mind is in his stomach.
You put words in my mouth, Esau.
Maybe I have a slow and simple mind, but I have had 20 years to remember the blessing and how you got it. And I've had time to think. And I am content. Aren't you going to smile again?
No, Esau.
My anger vanished when a thought came to me long ago. I thought, maybe Jacob is not Jacob because he received the blessing. No. Maybe Jacob received the blessing because he was Jacob.
Jacob now called Israel, for he had striven with God and with men and had prevailed. Jacob parted from his brother and resumed the journey to his father's house in Canaan. And as he walked, he limped upon his thigh.
There is still pain, Jacob.
No pain, Rachel, but a reminder.
A reminder of things so easily forgotten, that the striving never ends, that to prevail is not to conquer, that Jacob's voice and the hand of Esau belong to different men, but they are brothers.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Joseph Tabachnik, spiritual leader of Congregation B'nai Jacob, Woodbridge, Connecticut. Rabbi Tabachnik.
We live in an age of brilliant intellectual and scientific achievements. Yet we know that these have not brought us security, dignity, and happiness. We have made intellect and science our gods. But now we find ourselves crying to our helpless idols like the priests of Baal in the story of Elijah. O Baal, answer us. But though they proceeded to slash one another according to their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out of them, there was no voice, no answer. The crisis of our age, dear friends, is far more spiritual than economic or political. Our economy can be ordered by our intellect. Our politics can be strengthened by our scientific achievements. But our spiritual dilemmas can be solved only by religious faith. We have made a mess of this world not because we succeeded or failed to penetrate vast unknown spaces in the physical world, but because we barricaded ourselves within self-made walls in our spiritual world. Yes, we are appalled by the wall in East Germany which separates families, lovers, and friends. Yet are we not guilty of building hundreds of walls which divide us from our fellow man? What are prejudice, intolerance, race group hatreds, social exclusiveness, and snobbery, if not walls? We often delude ourselves that these walls are necessary in order to give us greater strength and security. But in reality, it only imprisons us and shuts us off from an exciting world. God fashioned all men from the dust, and we can rise and shake off the dust if we but lift one another in goodness and love. Our task is to destroy walls and build spiritual bridges. What is all of life if not a bridge? From birth to death, from the past to the future. Even death may be but another bridge from the night of darkness to another dawn. This is the message of religion. To usher in brotherhood, we must destroy the walls and build the bridges between man and man. We can build a glorious tomorrow if we but hearken to the script we have just heard, to reach through a muddled world to find hidden bits
of truth and goodness.
Thank you, Rabbi Tabachnik.
Eternal Light drama today, The Hand of Esau, written by Joseph Mendel, was presented in observance of Brotherhood Week and is the first in this Eternal Light series dedicated to the ideals which govern the relationships between man and man. Cantor David Futterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Terry Keane as Rachel, Eugene Francis as Elihu, Guy Repp as the Angel, with Larry Robinson and William Mason. Mandel Kramer played Esau, and Carl Weber played Jacob. Norman Rose was the narrator. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.